Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering the procedure that sits at the center of every cost segregation filing done today. It is Revenue Procedure 2015-13. Think of this procedure as the rule book. When a property owner wants to change how they depreciate a building, they need to follow a specific process. Revenue Procedure 2015-13 is that process written out in full. It tells you how to file the change, when to file it, how the catch-up works, and what protections you get when you do it right. Let me walk you through the pieces that matter most for a cost segregation study. First, the type of change. There are two kinds of accounting method changes. Non-automatic changes require you to ask the IRS for permission before you do anything. Automatic changes do not. You just file the right form and the change goes through. Cost segregation reclassification is an automatic change. You file Form 3115 with your tax return, and the new depreciation schedule is in effect. No waiting for a letter from the IRS. The list of which specific changes are automatic is updated every year. The current list is in a separate procedure called Revenue Procedure 2025-23. That list and the 2015-13 framework work together. They are a team. Second, the catch-up adjustment. When you reclassify building components from 39-year property to 5- or 7-year property, you are correcting a method that was too slow. There is a gap between what you claimed and what you are entitled to. That gap is your Section 481A adjustment. Under this procedure, that entire catch-up deduction lands in the year you file, Form 3115, 1 year, one big deduction. It does not require amending old returns. Third, audit protection. This is one of the most valuable parts of this procedure. Once you file a valid method change, the IRS generally cannot reach back into your prior years to challenge the old method. The method change closes that door. You made the correction properly, and the IRS agrees the prior years are settled. Now, there is a catch. You have to be eligible. There are rules about when you can file, how many returns you can have open at once, and whether a prior change blocks a new one. Your tax preparer reviews those eligibility rules before the Form 3115 is filed. Revenue Procedure 2015-13 replaced a chain of older procedures. The chain starts with Revenue Procedure 9631 in 1996, runs through Revenue Procedure 2002-9 and 2002-19, and lands here. This is the current version, and it has been in place since 2015. If your cost segregation study includes a retroactive look-back component, this is the framework your study and your preparer are working under. The Form 3115 your preparer files references this procedure. The catch-up deduction you plan is governed by it. The audit protection you receive comes from it. It is the backbone of the whole filing process. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.